At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second to last segment, or if you want to look at it, the second segment of hour two here on the Adam Carriker Show. So there's this picture of a tattoo going around. I think it's AI because nobody can seriously get this tattoo. Of the Nebraska Huskers crowned 2025 tournament champions. All right. Do you think it's real? And would you ever get a tattoo like that?
No, I don't think it's real. And I always argue with tattoos, like especially tattoos like that. If it's your only tattoo, then it's ridiculous. But if you have like if you have like 15 tattoos, what's another silly tattoo?
It'd be like CM Punk get covered in head to toe in tattoos and then throw out a random Pepsi.
Yeah, not a big
Pepsi
deal.
Logo. Okay. All right. The worst tattoo I've ever seen. I was talking with T during the break, Terrell Farley. I think it was like Alabama and Clemson played each other 3 times in the college football playoff. It was one of the 2 times they played for the national title. It was the year Deshaun Watson, well, Clemson played them 3 times for the national title, beat them twice. Once with Trevor Lawrence, once with Deshaun Watson. I believe it was the year 2015, I could be wrong, that Deshaun Watson led them to the title, the national title over Alabama. Would have been 16, I think. Anyways. And a guy got the tattoo on his arm. Alabama 2016 national champions before the game, and then Clemson won the game. Mm-hmm. That's the worst tattoo I've ever seen in my life. If this crown thing is real, that's a very close number two. All right, and there are rumors and innuendos going around that the Nuggets may have fired Michael Malone, their head coach, and that is interesting if it is confirmed to be true because they just won an NBA championship 2 years ago. How insane would that be from being a world champ to being unemployed? Honestly, less than 2 years. All right, probably about 18 to 20 months, if that is indeed true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Adam Carriker Show. As always, check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com, also on YouTube, podcast platforms, the Twitters, Sphere, and Facebook, and where else? Amazon Prime is pretty much every freaking where. Or you can just turn on your radio dial 93.7. All right, who you want to talk about first, Dane Key or Emmett Johnson? Jake, you choose.
Let's start with Emmett Johnson.
All right. So, when you look at a guy like Emmett Johnson, talked about it last year, should have been the starter, yada, yada, goes in the transfer portal, comes back. All right, Emmett Johnson played in all 13 games. There was one game where he only got one carry, so I guess that technically counts. But he played in all 13 games last year with 5 starts. He ranked second on the team with 117 carries, 598 rush yards, and led Nebraska with 908 all-purpose yards. All right, he added 39 catches for 286 yards. By the way, did you know, even with his limited play count that he had last year, that's fourth most all-time amongst running backs in a single Nebraska season as far as receptions. I thought that was crazy. And 2 touchdowns, setting career highs in each of those categories. His 39 receptions was the most by a Husker running back since 07, fourth all-time in history. All right. A lot of guys, a lot of folks have been high on Emmett Johnson for quite a while. Again, he was the 4th-string running back going into his freshman season. The top 3 guys all get hurt. He comes in. What's he do? He just plays well. Okay. Dana Holgorsen really is kind of the guys we know that came in. When he became the OC, all of a sudden Emmett started getting more reps, got some starts. Okay. Consider of Emmett Johnson, 598 total rushing yards on the year, 314, 52.5% were accumulated after Holgorsen took the reins as the offensive coordinator. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that specifically, but it did feel like it got quite an uptick.
52%. He was only the OC for 4 games. That's crazy out of 13. It's not even 33% of the games, yet 52% of his percentage of his rushing yards came after Holgorsen became the offensive coordinator.
Always remember, he didn't get a carry against Illinois. A game Nebraska lost.
That's not a dagger. It's just like bordering on the edge of a dagger, though. Over the same period, Johnson brought in 23 of his 39 receptions. So 59% of his receptions came after Holgorsen became the OC as well. All right, logged 170 of his 286 receiving yards, 59%, and scored 2 of his 3 touchdowns during the same time period as well. when you look at this upcoming season.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Emmett, you can tell. He's got a confidence about him. He's got a bounce in his step. He used the W word. He's like, I don't see myself as a running back. I see myself as a weapon. And I love that. I love that. It's absolutely phenomenal. It means I can do several different things. Because some running backs might describe themselves as, I'm really fast. Or I'm a power back. I'm going to run you over. Like a weapon can do a lot of things. And that's how I see him. I see him as a guy that can get physical, a guy that can make people miss. He can catch the ball in the backfield. He can run the ball. Okay, in between the tackles as well. Is he elite at any one thing? No. Is he really good at all those things? Yes. And that's one of the things that I've always liked about him. Like Dante Dowdell in short yardage situations, he was better in short yardage situations. He was not the better overall back. Talked about that numerous times in the past when he was starting over Emmett. And I'm like, what's going on? But what Emmett can bring to the table, because he also is pretty good in blitz pickup. That's something that rarely gets talked about when it comes to running backs. Like, if you watched him in practice on Saturday, he looked good. Now, he looked like a number one running back. Now, the question is he an all-conference type running back? He's the starter. He's a clear-cut starter. As long as he earns it, got to continue to earn it, can't get lazy. He's a clear-cut starter. Is he an all-Big Ten type back? Can he give us that type of production? Can the offense move the ball in such a manner that it hasn't done so in quite a while, that we can have players that give us that kind of production, whether it's Dane Key or Emmett Johnson. Matt Rhule talked about a lot of faith in Quentin Ives. This is a guy he's talked about at press conferences going back for a year and a half to 2 years now. And Mekhi Nelson has dynamic speed. So they love their top three backs, and then they got two young freshmen that are coming in that are very talented in their own right. When you watch Emmett, he looks like that all-around back. That if you need to give him a break, you can. If you don't want him to get beat up throughout an incredibly long season, you got guys back there that can rotate, they can keep him fresh. If he gets banged up, they can go in. But he looks like that clear-cut number one all-around back when you watch him in practice, a guy who's ready to take on that number one role. My question for Emmett, a guy that I love off the field, a guy that I love on the field, my question for him is, can he be an all-Big Ten type performer? What you see in practice, and this is where I kind of go, all right, how well are we going to be able to throw the ball? How well is the offensive line going to be able to block? And it was noted on practice at the on Saturday and this morning that the offensive line looked good. So hopefully that continues. Now, if the offensive line looks good in practice going against our defense, does that mean the defensive line doesn't look good? Because that's always the question. Is it an even back and forth battle and both sides look good because they're fighting, scratching, clawing? Or is one side clearly winning over the other? I'll have to pay more attention to that next time. But those are my thoughts and update on Emmett Johnson. What are your thoughts there, Jake, before we move on? Probably to a commercial break and then Dane Key.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously we're all looking at him as that running back, the proven running back. But you're right. I mean, I think a lot of it is going to be the damage he does out of the backfield. Especially we'll see if there's an uptick in passing from this offense as opposed to last year. So, I mean, he's got to be a big-time player. Like you said, kind of that next step is, can he be that Big Ten all-Big Ten type of running back, which is definitely a huge step. But, you know, I think we saw at times he could be that guy, especially if he can sneak out of the backfield and get some yardage that way. Another thing they're going to have to do is stop robbing him of his touchdowns. Remember, stats don't look as good because he'd run it down to the 3-2-yard line, whatever, I think maybe four or five times, and then they'd put in a bigger back to go and
Dowdell.
Eat his touchdown.
Yep. Yeah. Dowdell was like number three in the Big Ten in rushing touchdowns, or four. But to your point, I mean, again, I'm not trying to bash Dante Dowdell. Wishing the best of luck at Kentucky. But you make a fair point. He had all these touchdowns, but I don't know if he always, you know, was the main guy getting us down there, so to speak. And it, you know, I bring up all Big Ten with Emmett Johnson because if we're going to pay attention to the J word, jump, year three jump, then we need an all Big Ten type performer out of the backfield, which is partially going to rely on the offensive line. How well can we throw the ball? Is Dylan Raiola an all Big Ten type performer? All I've ever said, first, second, third team or honorable mention. That's it. I didn't say it had to be first or all American. Just, are you an all Big Ten type performer? All Big Ten type performers, first, second, third team or honorable mention. K Can you be those things? Dylan Raiola, Emma Johnson. I can't wait to watch and see how it unfolds. Let's talk about Dane Key when we come back after the break, because that's another guy. He could be playing in the NFL right now. He's a guy who would have been drafted. Can he be an All-Big Ten type performer? All right, we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.